My name is Rachel Brooks, and I am the coordinator of the Office of E-Learning at North Carolina Central University. I transitioned from being a face-to-face Spanish instructor to online Spanish instructor and then a graduate research methods instructor. In addition to that, I am the NCCU Quality Matters Coordinator. And I hold a number of roles with the Quality Matters program. I am a certified program reviewer, a master reviewer, a peer reviewer with the QM program. I am also a facilitator of the face-to-face Applying the Quality Matters Rubric Workshop, and I am NCCU's course review manager. So I'm in charge of all things QM at NCCU, and we've actually developed a number of faculty learning communities. We call them our NCCU Quality Course Design Cohorts, and those faculty work together throughout either an academic semester or an academic year, and we do one-on-one consultations with them, we do group consultations in helping them prepare their online or hybrid courses for the official Quality Matters review. And so from that, so far we have certified through the QM program 12 courses across a variety of disciplines, and this academic year we will be submitting 32 courses for QM review, so we're really excited about that. I was also recently appointed to be the new UNC System Quality Matters Council co-chair along with my colleague Enoch Park at UNC Charlotte, so I'm very excited about undertaking this new role and really helping to set as a standard within the UNC system the use of the Quality Matters program trainings and professional development as well as the rubric. In addition to that, we developed a mobile application for reinforcing the standards and the information that faculty learn in completing the Applying the Quality Matters Rubric Workshop. It's called You Be the Reviewer, Quality Matters at NCCU. And it is a text-based mobile application that they can use on their smartphones, they can use it on their web browsers, where they are presented a series of 20 challenges. And they are providing suggestions and best practice-based advice to hypothetical faculty at NCCU who are preparing their courses for QM review. And so the challenges are meant to last only 3 to 5 minutes. They receive a notification over the course of 4 weeks, Monday through Friday. So they go on their phones, they can complete the challenges, and we have been able to deliver more than 400 minutes of professional development to our first cohort of 7 faculty on their own time. So persons were completing it while they were waiting at the bus or waiting at the bus stop for their kids waiting with family members at the hospital. So it's been a great way to think about how we can be more flexible with our approach to professional development and really give our faculty those quality interactions that they are looking for at a time that is convenient to their busy schedules. Something that we are very excited about is that in addition to using the Quality Matters rubric, we've been very intentional about researching the impacts of the use of the QM rubric and Quality Matters professional development training. We last year submitted and published an article in the American Journal of Distance Education in their QM special edition, where we looked at the impact of the use of the Quality Matters rubric in the design of an introductory online biology course on student outcomes. And we were able to find that, we looked at the introductory biology course over a period of several semesters prior to and then following the faculty member taking the Applying the Quality Matters rubric workshop and instituting changes in the course. And what we found was in looking at student outcomes as defined by the student's final exam scores, as well as their overall performance in the course, we were able to identify a statistically significant positive correlation between the score that the course received following an informal review of the course shell using the QM rubric and student performance on not only their final exams, but their overall course grade. So we're very encouraged by our initial findings, and since then we've conducted a number of studies, ongoing studies on our campus, and so we're excited about collecting the data and see how QM has impacted student success in a variety of disciplines. There is also a manuscript under review right now with the American Journal of Pharmaceutical Education looking at changes and best practices that faculty members incorporate following QM professional development in the creation of their online pharmaceutical science courses.